Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Apologies for beginning 4 after 9, but here. My switchboard is still not up, but thankfully I'm in phone mode only right now as I pull up my switchboard. But you are listening to the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and it's a lot of things, interesting things going on. A lot of entertainment news that's been happening, and music news, and where do we start? Wow. From the Hollywood actor, Johnny Lewis, tragic story, or the other stories. Have y'all seen the picture of Amber Rose? The picture that she has shared on the internet of her baby bum. She and Wiz Khalifa, baby in her tummy, a cute picture. But you know, you hear about the game being kicked out of Lil Wayne's birthday party because he got in a disagreement, a tussle with another rap artist. Who was the other rap artist? But wow. But I'm working on getting the switchboard up. Feel free to call when I do get the switchboard up so I can put you on air at 714-409-0614. And those of you that attended the Prince Welcome to Chicago residency show, I know you had a blast of a good time. Wouldn't mind if you wouldn't chat with me in the chat room or call also to tell us about your experience. I've been loving the pictures and the videos that have been shared online, on Facebook, etc. So, well, again, I'm working on getting this switchboard up so we can keep on listening to awesome music. I've been adding new songs to the playlist. Please feel free to mail me your press kits and media kits and also your new the songs that you would like me to add to the playlist to play at CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. And if you're not following me on Pinterest, or if you're not on Pinterest, what are you waiting for? I'm at Pinterest, at Pinterest.com/CultureShockBath, KULTRESHOKBath. And a shout out to all you sports fans also. There are games now happening everywhere. I don't know the score of the Jackson State Prairie View game, but there are fun games on the tube right now also. So shout out to all of the sports fans, not just football fans, but all sports fans. We love this time of the year when it comes to sports, right? Again, big shout out to the two events I attended this week. I didn't go to the networking event this morning. Thought it was going to storm. It's been raining, but I thought it was going to rain this noon, which it might have rained where I was going. But shout out to Nikki Hernandez, and she hosted an event today with her organization. For those who want to learn how to properly write a business plan. But again, please don't let me irk you, as I really dislike when this happens when my switchboard is not up properly. But I'm getting my switchboard up. Thank God for being on phone only mode though. Not to delay getting the show started. But working on getting a switchboard up so I can play more music and chat with you in the chat room and play PSAs and all that good stuff. So please bear with me. It won't be long before we're back running smoothly. I've been having a pretty good weekend, and I hope you've been doing the same. Shout out to the listeners and, of course, all over the world, from here in Jacktown to everywhere, UK, Australia, Jamaica, up into my Caribbean listeners. I need to visit the islands, most definitely. Need to return to the Bahamas. It's been a long time coming since I've been there, and I've never been to. I chatted with one of my Facebook friends who is in Jamaica yesterday. So I hope that he's tuned into the show right now. We're on the same time zone with our Jamaica listeners. And I am going to get a little silent for just a second, though. I hope I don't bore you, so I can get the show back to moving quickly. As I talk and do it, it's not happening, but I have a feeling that if I be quiet for a stick, I will immediately be directed to the switchboard where I can really network with you and run the show smoothly. So please bear with me as I'm silent for a step. Yay! Oh, I guess I just had to get silent for a second because here it is. So, so I'm going to bite my lips for until I get the switchboard up. Live radio. Live everything is something, huh? Anything you can't push pause on. That's how life is, though, right? Gotta keep on going. Shout out to all of those that are on air right now, all of my fellow BTR cohort, host of other Blog Talk Radio shows. I see where there's some amazing shows broadcasted now. The BTR community is an amazing community. From the staffers to the advertisers to you, the listeners, fellow hosts, it's amazing. It's a fun, supportive community. Advertisers, definitely advertisers. Okay, yay. So I just had to bite my lips, like some of you tell me in real life. Life, hush up and listen. Shut those lips for a minute. So that's all I had to do, and ta-da! Back in stride again. I need to put some Frankie Beverly on the playlist. Back in stride again. Okay, here we go. Feel free to call 714-409-0614. And it is the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Yay. Here is SeaWorld High Fashion.
Oh my goodness gracious, I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma, let's go.
Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. SeaWorld high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Lunch, guns, stunts, no license, can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking records on. 9 piece, 8 balls, chirping on my telephone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. I rock too much ice, now got pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama.
Bahama Mama, love it, love it, love it. Bahama Mama, Dread Days, I tell so.
I tell so.
Kiss your neck. And I've been waiting are so long. Wow, I love that. That's a sexy, sexy song. Been waiting on so long. But here's another one by Dread Days. I love Dread Days. What's up, Dread Days, my brothers? Eerie Love. Spreading Eerie Love worldwide. Based in L.A. Kitty, you know, when I talked with Dread Days on Memorial Day weekend, the Kitty, Kitty, I love that song, but the Kitty, Kitty has a positive message, meaning, you know, be careful who you get a kitty up to. Don't just dish it out to everybody, you know. Be very selective who you share your kitty with.
I feel you, kitty, gyal. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. No make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, gyal. No make them hit it. Man them mean the club, them want rob. Man them mean the club, na love love. Man them mean the club, the friend dubs. Step in a little time, step in a little grind. Say all we want are your body, girl, and that's your mind. Well, love to see your body pass, twist and turning. Bend over, start yearning. Me a the teacher, say much learning. You are the body, girl, say much earning. Me say me pimping, you know me do it right. Me a the girl from the block, say every night. Me a the girl from the track, say till the light. A morning, say do on the learning. The girl look like she been through a storm in. Somebody die. Somebody mother, wah, somebody sister, me make you redder. Man, you better hold up, you put your soul up. Say in the place where, say there's no love. You better hold up, you put your soul up. Say my friend, wah. Say no love. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. Me know a life rough. Me beg you hold on. Me know the rent due in a the next month. Me know the kids need food the next time. That's why you're jumping at the bends when they blow their heart. Them belly hungry, them belly biting. That's why you shake your body in the nighting. That's why you shake your body, step in the writing. The dollar bill, the gal so she will follow. The dollar bill, the gal so she will hollow. But the dollar bill, gal can't buy tomorrow. We know the road staying long and well narrow. We know a life staying hard and full of sorrow. You have to hit the target, stay like an arrow. And fly for me data like a sparrow. I feel you. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. We bring the good news, brand new shoes, high tall boots. Tell me and feel me cool. That's how we do it in the city. I'm the last one, international. You call me boss one, that round the world we igniting, round the world still we riding, we hit the mark, we know how we play the part, in the dark but the light, I feel me part, that's how me walk, that's how me shot man, say in a Babylon, say in a Kingston, say in LA, holy, I don't play, you mess around, me and me peace out there, you mess around, you hit the ground, boom, me, I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them get it, I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl, no make them hit it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. Them won't forget it. I feel you, kitty, kitty, girl. No make them get it.
Dun. What's up, New York City? Lady Lawless and the Boss Ladies, what's up? Loving your support. Thank you, and love supporting you. You're bad.
Your Highness. I see you looking. How you get that head over?
La música de Harry Styles.
Show me your credentials. I could be your mama.
Most definitely. Here's Mars Mills, Little Red Corvette. I had added a also Purple Rain cover that I had located. Oh, my God. But it had trouble uploading, but it'll be on my playlist for Monday. So you'll hear that Purple Rain cover. You know, I love cover tunes. So you Prince cover bands or those that cover Prince songs every once in a while, like Mars. Please share your awesome music with me. Here's Mars Mills, Little Red Corvette.
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden line. You're the kind of person that believes in making out one love and leaving fast. I guess I must be done trying to park your foot before I say children some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, Blue Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Corvette, you need to find a love that's gonna last. Get the shit close my eyes. We drove me to the place where your horses were free. I deadly ear when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, Little Red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are, Little Red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last, that's gonna last.
Little Red Corvette,
'cause it's all the ground. Run to the ground, right down to the ground.
Boston, I talked about on this past Wednesday, and what we'll be talking about is coming up Wednesday also, because she'll be the guest again. She's coming back to talk about the arrival of the products that she talked about this past Wednesday, because on October the 1st, those products that she discussed with me on Wednesday will be available on the 1st on Monday, and so she's returning on Wednesday to excitingly tell us what's going on regarding summer parties and the awesome products that they sell and market and the parties that they love for you to host. So visit her website if you haven't yet. Belinda is based in Houston, Texas. Her website is Slumber Parties by BelindaBostic.com. And the topic on Wednesday will be, does size matter? Really, does size matter? You know, I'm thinking, well, there's an old saying, well, you know, some of you probably want to know, do I think size matter? it's a blessing when a person, of course I practice sexual abstinence right now, but it is a blessing when a significant other is blessed to be a little bit more than average. And, you know, so take that answer as you would like. In my regards, if I think size matters, but does size matter to you guys? And to those who, you know, like I, like penises, I mean, does size matter? That's the topic. And, you know, Wednesday is, of course, rated mature. Because of the subject matter. You know, I began rating all my shows mature because of the lyrical content of the music that I play, because I believe in supporting independent artists, mainstream artists who exercise their right of freedom of speech and so on. So, you know, played different musical genres now here on the show, and, you know, from spiritual to positivity to fun party tunes. But back to the topic on Wednesday. That would be the topic, along with anything and everything you want to talk about regarding matters of the heart. Plus, again, I guess would be Belinda Bostic. And it's so much fun. I thought Belinda was only going to spend a few minutes with us this past Wednesday, and she stayed the entire 90 minutes on the show, because we just had a blast talking about do you really understand the opposite sex? And that's something that Belinda and I always talk about whenever she's a guest. So I guess it was good that was the topic. But on Wednesday, and in her business, that's what she do. She, like my friend Nikki Roundtree, who is a romance consultant, all about us positively engaging with one another and communicating properly. And just in generally speaking, everyday life, you know, we communicate differently. Some of us like to verbally express ourselves. Some of us are nonverbal communicators. And that's what I've always loved about Tony Robbins for more than 20 years, his teachings on the different ways of communicating with people and you know, and finding out, you know, getting that rapport with others and finding out how others communicate. And that's the same thing when it comes to love and romance also. Sometimes it just snap like snap. But when you really, when you care and love someone, like someone, it's important to properly know how to communicate with that person. But on Wednesday, we're talking about communicate. And when we talk about the size matter, it's not just in a fun way. I mean, what made me come up with that to talk about that is because as I was researching other subjects, that topic kept coming up. I kept running across this research materials regarding size matters or not, and not just in a fun way, but scientific way, research material, as in the average size of men and the different ways that men can be enhanced and just amazing info. And I'm like, well, this should be interesting. You know, just not to talk about it in a humorous, fun way, but that's a serious topic. Does size matter? You know? So we'll be talking about it on Wednesday. So we're going to talk about some more entertainment news. And so a big shout out to Improv, the celebrity impersonator, who got me good on Thursday morning as I was preparing to conclude the show. I'm like, okay, I have a caller. Those of you that are listening, I have heard the show in the replay. I'm like, this is the president of the United States. I'm like, okay, I love comedians. I'm always inviting comedians to network with me and come on air, et cetera. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a comedian, but those of you listening, you all could hear me and feel me. I'm thinking, is this really President Obama? And those of you, you know, I might be a independent thinking, open-minded Republican. A lot of my Republican friends, you know, voted for Obama and will be voting for him this season. But you, I know I'm in awe of the president and awe of the first lady and the first family. So I'm thinking, what if this is really the president? Oh, my God. So it, you know, but I made a new friend. Improv, the celebrity impersonator, like his Facebook page. He resides here in the same state I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. He lives in the birthplace of Elvis Presley, and not far from Memphis, but he soon will be relocating to Houston, where he'll be performing at the Improv Houston real soon. And the movie that he was promoting went on the air called Coffee Girl. That's where that movie was shot. And look out for that movie also, because it will be at film festivals and other. It's a feature-length film, and it will be at film festivals in the near future. And so, but he is hilarious, isn't he? If you haven't, if you weren't listening to the show, you haven't listened to the archive show, please listen to it, because he is not only, he's the celebrity impersonator, not the Obama impersonator, he's the celebrity impersonator. He can impersonate many celebrities. Many celebrities. I mean, he impersonated Bernie Mac. He impersonated Red Fox character Sanford. He impersonated, wow, Al Green. Oh, Ray Charles. Oh, my God. He's just awesome, awesome, multi-talented cat. And we have a caller, and we have people in the chat room, and you won't guess who we have online. Ebony Empress, my dear friend from the UK. I think she's will be traveling to America real soon, like in a week or two. But we'll talk with her, see what's going on in the UK and what's going on in her life. And, you know, she's a relationship expert, so she's always sharing good, awesome advice and tips with us regarding relationships and love. So, and dating. So, let's see what's up with Ebony. She's right now.
Hi.
Hello. Ebony.
Hi. So, how are you?
When I looked and seen your name, I was like, oh, Ebony.
Oh, wow. Let me come and hang out with you for a bit and see how you are.
Happy early, early morning to you in the UK.
It is. It's 3 o'clock in the morning here. But
yes.
I didn't do my normal partying on a Saturday night.
And you had fun during the day?
Well, I had fun today because it was my daughter's 18th birthday. So.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your daughter.
Yeah, so she's gone out with the girls, and I thought, right, I'm in on my own. So what can I do? I can't party tonight because it's too late to go out. And my friend who was meant to come pick me up didn't make it. So I thought, right, I'm going to have a rest and I'll get up and I'll listen to your show. So that's
what
I'm doing.
Thank you for joining us tonight and early morning there. Are you broadcasting tomorrow morning with Tropical?
Yes, I'm broadcasting tomorrow at between 2 to 4 tomorrow time, which is early in the morning your time. So, but it's an afternoon slot, so people can always go and watch the archive if they want.
Okay, you're going to broadcast on Blog Talk Radio or Tropical?
No, be on tropicalfm.com.
Okay.
So people can go and watch the live streaming. But they have an archive as well. So you can actually log into the same show and can see it. About it's not like Blog Talk where you see it instantly straight after, but he normally puts it up within about an hour after the show's finished.
I think it airs like 7 here. I think, I'm on Central Standard Time, so I think it airs around 7 here if we want to catch it live. And it's Tropical.
Yeah, it's www.tropicalfm.com.
Tropical FM?
Yeah, FM.com.
Okay.
FM.com. And if you go into the show, into the website, it's called Can We Talk? And there's 3 of us in a picture there. You just click on the picture, which is it's sort of Ebony, Ms. Wendy, and Ms. Miller. So there's 3 of us. So Winston Miller, who's in on my blog talk show, should be on it with me this week, but she's in the US. So, but we've got another lady. Yeah, she's in the US. She's been in the US. I think since yesterday. So she's only.
And are you still planning to travel to the U.S. in a couple of weeks or a week?
Yeah, I'm traveling on Wednesday.
Yeah, I thought you were coming this week.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm so excited. It's going to be Wednesday, so I'm staying for a week, and then I come home the following week. But I've got a friend who's got a party. He's going to have a birthday party on the Saturday, but we're having a party over 2 days. So he's got like a Latino night. He's got a breakfast on the beach thing going on the Thursday. And then on the Friday, that's a Friday. And then the Saturday night, it's a party until whenever.
Wow, that should be awesome. So you'll be in Miami. Some people hear you talking about the beach. Yes, Miami friends. I have a lot of friends in Miami.
This is Miami.
You've been to the States before, right?
No, this is my absolute first time.
Okay, so you chose. Only been to Miami once, but you chose a beautiful city to be your first city to travel to. I hadn't been there in ages. I look forward to traveling to Miami again in your future, but I have a lot of friends in Miami. So, Ebony Empress is coming your way. And that is definitely a city of dating and love and romance. So you're just going to have a blessed time, sound like. So you definitely need to be getting your rest this weekend anyway.
I'm not bothered because, we're landing on Wednesday, but we're not really going to start partying until Friday. So we've got a day to chill out. Yeah, maybe do a little bit of shopping.
Exactly, and that is a fun job in itself.
Yes, yes.
Shop,
yes.
shop.
It's,
wow,
yeah,
that's great.
To go to the beach, but it'll be lovely. It'll be lovely.
Yeah, and the next Saturday's gonna be a blast of a good time. The whole trip's gonna be fun. Wow,
yes.
Like, I'm excited for you.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Wow, I wish I could. I could fly there and see you in person, but we'll see each other soon. I wish to travel to the UK one day in the near future.
You have to come. I've got some friends
yes.
in Philadelphia that have just come in this last night. They got here, so I'm going to be meeting up with them just before I come over. So we should
uh-huh.
be meeting up on Monday. But they're from Philadelphia, and they're just coming to the UK and hanging out for a week or so. But just as I'm going, they're coming. But we're going to try and meet up on Monday. Yeah.
Yeah. They're from the city of brotherly love. That's what Philadelphia is known for.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Philadelphia, that's awesome people. It's like everyone that I come in contact from Philadelphia or who live in Philadelphia, they're, you know, good people.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's Blog Talk. Blog Talk introduces you to so many people. And there are people I met on Blog Talk, so they're coming here whilst I'm going there. But you know, they were people listening to my show from Philadelphia. So a couple of ladies who had been tuning in, they got in contact with me and said, could I meet up with them? So I'm going to meet up with them and say hello and show them some of the sites in London.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Wow. So the show I enjoyed. I don't think I missed the show Thursday. What did you talk about on Thursday? But I loved this show.
Yeah.
What was the topic on Thursday?
We talked about secrets and lies.
Secrets
and lies. Yes, secrets and lies. So the things that people hold and, you know, they don't tell you. And really about affairs. We really talked about, you know, married people who have affairs. And, you know, that they, or guys who, or women who might have babies and they hide it, you know, all those things that we put in the closet and hope it never comes out.
Oh, yeah.
So,
or
yeah.
put on delay regarding the clothes and things, or the clothes things up front early in a relationship.
Yeah.
And wait till later, like when you're called.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you.
Yes.
Well,
and I
have met
that friend. Yeah, I have friends who have dated guys and, you know, dated them for ages. And you know, and always you always think there's something going on. What's going on with this person? And later on it comes out that they're not single, they're married. Or they're in a long-term relationship. Maybe they're unhappy. And
wow.
they're just hoping they find someone else whilst they're with someone.
Wow.
And,
I've never, like, been in a relationship with a person and found out they were married if they told me they were single. But I know there's a no-no that I hope I would never do again. And my heart was so broken one time in the 90s. I was so in awe of this guy, and he was so in awe of me, supposedly. Supposedly, but one thing, he was separated from his wife and his young daughter at the time. And, you know, and I guess naively I was thinking, okay, you know, because some people are separated and they go ahead and get divorced and stuff like that. So I opened my heart to, okay, we're really awesome, having this good relationship, very open. You know, we were very in awe of each other. He, you know, pretty much appeared to have moved on, even to, you know, to some family members. My guess, even to his supposedly ex-wife. Well, not ex-wife, but wife he was separated from. And a secret that he didn't tell me once was we're still supposed to be like in awe. We were an item. I won't say. I don't know if we were introducing each other as each other's boyfriend and girlfriend, but we were going to church together. Just he was a law enforcement officer, so of course you know it's important to have a good morale, a good you know work ethic and personal life too.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I called him one day, and I could hear people in the background. And he and the wife had got back together.
Oh my God. He had not told me.
You know, so that was like an example of a secret that happened. We're supposed to be in this so-called relationship. And, you know, it could have been cool. All he would have had to say, because I know you're separated. And, you know, I'm the kind of person, you have a wife and a young daughter. So, yeah, you all try to keep work it out then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have understood if he had told me.
But I found out by just randomly
supposedly being his girlfriend, I guess, or his significant other. I found out by calling, and the separated wife and daughter were back there. You know, the marriage ended up not working out anyway, but then he ended up marrying someone else. But, of course, you know, I didn't want to be back with him anyway, heartbroken and stuff, by the way I found out. But that was just heartbreaking. And I advise people, because I'm not a person that's I'm not one to go with married men or people that I think still are in relationships and stuff like that. And this was in my younger days, early, you know, mid-20s or whatever, early 20s and in the 90s. And that was heartbreaking.
That
was like a secret, because he could have told me. I found out by calling him and hearing the baby in the background and the wife in the background. And he was like, oh, we're back together. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So I was like calling, like, you know, what are we doing this weekend, you know?
Oh, my God.
So when men and women in relationships with people, then especially newly separated people, keep your eyes and ears open. Now, some people move on and don't look back, but people have the right to try again, you know, but they have the right also to be open with those people who they allow in their lives, you know?
So true.
Yeah.
So true. But I'm in the game.
I just want to hear my story since I missed Thursday.
I was going to say that a similar thing happened to me, but I met a guy who said he was single, and we dated. But you know what? I was always suspicious at the beginning. There was something missing. There's something going on, you know. But
you felt something.
Yeah, you always do. I never believe that you totally. Sometimes it's just the way that they are with you, or, you know, you can tell there's something that's going on. So I wouldn't get in too deep until I felt I knew enough. And one day I just stopped him in the car and I said, you know, I think there's something you're not telling me, right? But you know, when you're ready to tell me, you will. And he just looked at me really strange and I said, yeah, you've got something. But you know what? I can't make you tell me. I just need to wait until you can tell me. And I think he then got so guilty that one day he just told me. He just said, well, you know what? Yeah, you know, I am with someone. You know, in fact, he was married, but, you know, I'm getting a divorce. And I said, right, well, you're still married, right? So the truth is, you want to get a divorce, but until you get that divorce or until you're properly separated, I can't talk to you. I really can't talk to you. And he was like, well, no, it's over, this happened. And I was like, you know what? No, because the possibility is that anything could happen and you could be back there. Yeah, you could be back there. But the interesting thing is, he did move on. He did get divorced. He did the whole 9 miles. But that right there made you
wait a second.
Yeah, it didn't make a difference to me. I was like, no, just the wait started. No.
Because he could have been upfront with you from the beginning.
Yeah.
And giving you the choice.
Yeah. The fact that I had to get it out of you, extract it from you, and really, you know, make you feel guilty for you to tell me something that you could have told me anyway, just made me think, right. The problem is that when you get to something that's a really difficult point with that person, what it makes you think is that, can I trust you? Can I trust you to tell me the truth? That's the hard one.
Yes. That is really important to me, that being trustworthy on both sides.
Yes.
You know, and you and I are not saying, yeah, we want to be able to trust you, but at the same time, because I just from knowing you and vibing you, you do your best to be as honest as possible to others also. So it's not that we asking for something that we're not going to give.
No,
and that is to gain your trust also.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's not hard to be honest, and you'll be surprised how freeing it is, and how accepting people like you and I are when others, and you are truthful.
Yeah.
Because if you can share the truth with another person, that is a big step.
Yeah.
And if a person can't accept your honesty, then maybe you don't need that kind of person in your life anyway. So why not be honest? You can really find out about the people you are in contact with when you're honest with people. Some people can't handle the truth. Some people can't handle the truth. So give them the right to handle it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, at least give them a choice.
Yeah. But if they can't, you know, because it's so freeing to be honest. That's what I found out personally. You know, it's so freeing to just be honest. You don't have to backtrack. You don't have to wonder, oh, what did I say? What did I tell him or her? Like, I don't have to backtrack when I talk to you on air or in private.
Because,
you know, okay, if I've been honest with you, I should be able to remember, or you could point out, you said this to me. Like, oh, yeah, but if you're not telling the truth to others, it's hard to keep track of what you've said or what you're trying to hide. But I know what some people are trying to say, you know. Let people know on a need-to-know basis. But like what you're talking about, if it's a romance, you're dealing with people's emotions. You're dealing with people's heart. You're dealing with people's time. Nobody wants to waste their time. This time and age. No one wants to waste their valuable time. And love is serious business. We know we like to have fun about it, but it's serious, too.
It is.
Even though, you know, some people are like, well, I'm just having fun out here. Yeah, it's all about having fun, too. But some people, seriously, when a heart is broken, that's serious.
Absolutely.
You know, make sure that other person is having fun, too. Because there are some people like, oh, yeah, I'm just casually having fun. You know, but you let the other person know what your intentions are. If you're just having fun or you're looking for it. You're the relationship expert, you know. But am I right or wrong? Let people know what type of relationship you want.
Well, that's what you need to do. Yeah, because even if you are still entangled in another relationship, actually people can be quite accepting if they know what it is they're kind of signing up to. You know, if I know that you're still entangled, you're not totally free, but listen, then I can check myself and say, okay, this is an investment, but it's not an investment because the likelihood is it could go either way. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and most women, you know, particularly women, you know, are accepting of so many things that you would not believe. Okay.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I hear so many stories of women who are having some strange relationships with people. But, you know, if they know the truth, you know, then they know what they're doing. They know what it is they're signing up to. And you think, well, okay, would you do that?
Yeah.
But, they're like, yeah,
I can't even imagine the stories that you hear because I'm shocked at some things that I hear that women do sign up to.
Yeah, they do. And only if they know that, listen, you know, this is how it is. The guy's been honest with me and I know what it is he can do and I know what he can't do. Because, you know, there are more women, available women than there are men anyway.
Exactly, and that's a topic in itself that kind of put me, that amazes me when women sign up to being in a relationship with a man and they know the man have maybe four or five other women.
Oh yeah,
I understand that ratio, but I just kind of I don't know, it's difficult for me to sign up for that project.
Well, I had a friend who was living with a guy who had two other girlfriends, and everybody knew about everybody. And I couldn't believe she was doing it. And everybody knew. And we're all signed up to this one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that amazes me when I see that. I'm talking about like maybe, it don't be like just the other a main girlfriend and the other woman. It'd be like 4-5 females know about one another. And this guy's like, you know, I mean, it's like I see that story a lot.
Yeah.
And that amazes me. And I know that this guy is not using, I'm a proponent, hey, have casual sex or in, if you're in an exclusive relationship or whatever and not ready to have unprotected sex, I'm a proponent of sex. But you can't tell me that guys that are in relationships with 4 or 5 women I believe there are some guys that are very responsible. They do have protected sex when they're in relationships with 4 or 5 women. But there are some guys that get caught off guard and don't have a condom with them. And women need to start having condoms with them. When I'm sexually active, I it's good. If they don't have one, you have one, you know?
Exactly.
Because you don't know who these guys are sleeping with. You know, what shocked me, a lot of these guys don't like to some guys don't like to have protected sex, but that in itself is what freaks me out, because you're spreading all these germs from other people. You know, I might sound kind of ignorant to some people, but I'm not, because you can. Don't just think AIDS and stuff like that, but it's other bacteria. You know, there's just a yeast infection kills me. You know, but you don't want to catch stuff from other people. That's just sad. But, you know, I'm not knocking women who do sign up for that. You know, they rather have a part-time lover than no lover, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm not knocking people like that, but me, I'm on a different page. You know, I know I'm long-time estranged, separated from my second, but I know we're not getting back together. I'm just working on getting legally single. You know, my thing is opening my heart up, getting back out there, dating and getting in a fulfilling relationship. But that's something I wanted to ask you about. And I mentioned it in the chat room before on your show. What do you think about, and if I'm not mistaken, you're a big proponent on black love, but I know you believe in love, period. So what do you think when women step outside of their race? You know,
okay.
I mean, even me being an American woman, opening up to maybe an English black guy, you know, because that's what you're working on, too, us interacting with one another more, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just stepping out of your race, but stepping out of your culture.
Your culture. Well, I have no problem with stepping out of my culture, right? You know, I step out of my culture daily in meeting people, but... I think cross-culture is so nice. It's a lot of women in the UK actually prefer to meet people over the pond to date. Although long distance has its own issues in terms of trust. But it's still nice culturally to have that mixture and to connection with people who live in another country, particularly, you know, the States. I like American black men. That's the first thing for me. I love the voices. They love my voice. So it's great.
Exactly. And I love European men, the black Caucasian period. Because, people know I'm a sucker for accents. You know, then also it just seemed like there's a belief, a certain type of confidence too that you as a friend has, and you know, my European friends, some type of confidence, and boldness that you exude also that is very attractive. You know,
there is a difference between us, but the difference is, you know, just about the ways that we were raised and culturally things we eat, you know, just our familiar situations, but that's the thing that can't be shared and enjoyed. I think color-wise, personally, I think I've dated someone who's mixed race. That's as close as probably I've got to stepping outside. But But I don't really have, I don't have a thing about, okay, you should never do it, you should never step outside and whatever. But I just, on a personal, how I see myself is that I reckon there's something like about 100 shades in black anyway. There's about 100 different shades in black, right? So if you want to pick one, you can pick one. You can find people of color who are as black as can be, and you can find people of color who are, you know, the other end of the scale. We come in so many different shades, you know, that, you know, stepping out, you know, it's hardly ever the case that you're really totally stepping out, because most people have some black blood in them anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I don't have an issue with it. I really don't have. But I think it's more about looking for the person. Who is that person? What can they bring? And, you know, and sometimes, you know, looking at how they see themselves culturally as well, because sometimes people are very stuck in their cultural norms and they're not able to be flexible and to embrace someone that's different. And, you know, that can be as bad as going, you know, dating someone who's a different color. You know, it's cultural difference and color difference. You know, you get people who hold on to so many different things. But I think if someone's open, you know, and they can embrace cultural difference and or even color. You know, I've got people in my family who are married to white people.
Yeah.
A couple of my sisters are. One didn't have a very good time. One been married for over 20 years. So
my family's like that too. My family's blended. You know, I have a cousin who's been married to an Italian forever. You know, and so and other, you know, Asian and black, you know, Asian and blacks, and so on. So you can have successful relationships regardless, or not successful too.
Absolutely. And a guy who's Asian recently invited me out on a date. And all my girlfriends
were
like, oh my God. Yeah, I went out with him. And all my girlfriends were like, oh my God, you're going out with an Asian guy.
We want to hear about dating experiences. And what?
And it was new. It was new because he was an Asian guy from Bombay. His family are from Bombay. Although he was brought up in the UK. And I have never dated someone who is like a proper kind of Asian person. So for me, it was like, oh, that's interesting. But he was really sweet. And I mean, I didn't feel sexually magnetic towards him. I didn't feel like I really, you know, I would like to take this further. But no, we had a really great night out, and we're really good friends, and we had really good fun talking to each other, and you know. But it was an interesting experience. Yeah, I was like, wow,
it was a nice date, and he was definitely a gentleman, right?
Yeah, he was a gentleman. We went out, we ate, we walked around, went to a little theater place, you know, had fun, held hands all day. It was lovely. It was
nice.
Good. But I embraced it for what it was. But, you know,
but you didn't feel sparked, but it was nice. But if you had felt sparks, it would have been wonderful, huh? But that sounds like a nice experience.
Yeah, and also, you know, I guess cross-culturally, you create lovely babies too. And I just thought, oh, that'd be an interesting baby to create. I don't know why I was thinking that. I was like,
oh, my God, you're reading my mind. Because I thought about that this evening regarding a person in my life. And I was like, wow, we're just a different race. But, and then I was like, wow, we could really make a beautiful baby. I was thinking that to myself. So it's funny that you mentioned that. And some people who's listening, that person might be listening. She might be thinking that's talking about me. But, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, you do. You think that. You think
but that's
that.
My secret, who I'm talking about. But yeah, I know you do. It's weird how thoughts like that run across your mind.
Yeah. You know, like, and I've met a guy who's like half Latino. And a half African American, and I thought, wow, he would make a baby. It would be interesting.
I have said that about Prince, like, wow, Prince and I. So I wouldn't miss saying that. You all know I wouldn't mind saying that about Prince. I won't say the person I was thinking about today who I could make a pretty baby with, but I just know Prince and I could make a beautiful baby.
Oh, yeah. You just say he wouldn't be very tall. The child may not be very tall.
Definitely won't be tall. Wow.
But yeah, there's people you meet, you think, right, okay, I don't know if we'd have the greatest relationship, but maybe we could create an interesting baby, and there are those people. But you know, when I was younger, I was very much, it must be a Caribbean African man, nobody else, that's it, you know, I wouldn't look elsewhere. But as you grow older, you realize that people are people, you know. Wow. And they come in sorts of packages, and you know, from different cultures, and you know what it is about finding a person that you're aligned to, a person that shares your values, you know, that has your aspirations, and wants to connect in the way that you want to connect. And you've got to be open. You know, we've got a big world. It's now a global world where we're not just talking to people in our own areas, to people all over the world. So, you know, you've got to open up the attitude and just be embracing of other people, because maybe that, you know, you may find your prince somewhere else. It may not be right in your city, right where you are, but that person's out there.
Wow. Yeah, wow, that's amazing. You mentioned African American, you know, a black man, but with somebody that American women, especially my friends, real life friends and online friends love, is someone who's from the UK, and that is Eldred
Elba. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
My God!
Oh my God! My he's the most beautiful man.
I mean, I love him too, but. I have friends who will leave their husbands, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
For him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I adore him also, but that is someone who my friends are just, oh, my God.
Well, love. It's lovely. And, you know, and I guess lots of other black men who are like him. You know, he's just kind of, I guess as well, because he's in the media and he's a really great actor as well, that he has that profile. Because actually, you know, I was reading an article about him, and he was saying that people really ignored him. You know, women weren't chasing him when he wasn't in the roles that he's been playing. And and I guess that is what happens. You know, he's come to the forefront of the media, so we see him more. But yeah, he's a beautiful black man. He's very beautiful.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I just recently found out he was single. You know, because I obviously by him being a father, so I assumed he was in a relationship or married. You know, some people just don't talk about their relationships in the media, and so I was surprised to find out that he was single.
Yeah, but he's probably going to stay single for a while, because he'll be so scared to meet any woman, because now he's got a different profile out there. So it's probably going to be difficult for him to meet someone, because women will be so in awe of the character. And, you know, it's like, how do you get past the character to the real person? You know, what is the character?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm being quiet. Okay, I didn't
want to
interrupt you.
No, I was saying, getting past the character. You know, because what we're kind of bought into is this character that we've seen on our screens. And I'm sure he's a completely different person behind that. But maybe, he's now linked to that character. People see the Luther and are in love with him on that basis, but I guess he would want someone to just treat him as a for real person. This is who I am. You know, it isn't about what I've created as a screen character or the money I'm earning or anything. And that's more difficult now as a single person for him, I'm sure. You know.
Wow.
Get past that. Yeah. But if he's out there listening, you know, I'm not bothered about your status.
We'll be like, well, wow. I know that's right. I hope you're listening.
I
we love you worldwide. from the home girl, Ebony, to me and my friends. We love you. I mean, we'd love it if you would call in. If you're listening, anyone that knows him listening, please, please pass the word on.
Thank you. No problem.
Yes, Anthony and I both on both our respective shows.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a super good blast.
I had Tonya, I don't know if you know Tonya TKO. I had her on one of my shows, and then she sent me a message saying, can you get a hold of Elder, get a hold of him and send him a message for me? And I was like, where do you think I am? Because I said, I'm in the UK. You probably got more chance of connecting with him than I have.
The States working, huh?
Yeah, in the States. I said, he's not here. We don't see him. She said, oh, no, but you must know someone who knows him. I was like, really?
Yeah, you should know him.
Right.
But yeah, that's amazing. American artist like Prince, he's here in the States, finally, and we better appreciate him while he's here because Prince is always over there, you know. So yeah, that's kind of weird. If you want to get in touch with our respective natives, you have to contact the state, the countries that they're working in.
Yeah, I think he's in LA a lot. I think he's in LA. That's what I hear. But, you know, I said to her, go on his Facebook and send him, think about it and send him a really impressive message and see if he connects with you.
Yeah. I mean, be bold and do that. I've been like that since a little girl. Some people wonder, how do I know certain people? And I've been like that since a little girl. If there's someone I want to meet, that's how Prince and I know each other. Like, we've never met in person. I've been to a Prince concert. But that's how Prince and I are friends. That's how sometimes you all see me with rare footage, because I get it from his people or from him, you know, in my, you know.
Well, you need to give him an introduction. You need to give him an introduction to Prince.
And as much as he's over there, I'm shocked. You're going to hit him in his people. We're just so happy that he's back in the States performing. And I keep telling these cities, you all let him know that you want him to come to your city, because he's starting his concerts here. He's performed in Chicago this week, three nights, and I guess he'll add some more dates, but you know, he's getting the feel of everything, and because we better appreciate him, because we know London will be coming.
No, but he is a legend. He is a legend.
Exactly.
Prince. Wow.
Exactly.
He's one of the great.
Hopefully he's listening. So, Prince, maybe my friend Ebony want to hear from you also.
Hook me up.
She's a relationship expert. My God. My goodness, so, Prince music. What type of music do you recommend people to listen to when, and you would think, okay, well, a certain type of music is cool, but what type of music do you think people should listen to when trying to get romantic? Their favorites are just the slow music, like jazz or R&B music?
Oh, whatever you like. I think whatever you like. I kind of have a wide taste of music. You know, I like R&B, I like reggae, I like soul, old soul. I like some jazz too. But, you know, I'm a words person. So I guess if you ever hear me playing music on my show, it's not so much the music, but it's what the message I think it's telling you.
I guess that's what I was wanting to know. Well, yeah, what type of message do you want to convey? Because maybe on a first date, you don't want to talk about knocking the boots.
No. You want to keep that away. You want to avoid that conversation for a while. As long as you can. I think the longest I've ever managed to avoid is probably about a year. So you can avoid. Music that just sort of supports... you know, positive relationships is good music, you know. You know, one of the songs I love is I Can't Make You Love Me. You know, I Can't Make You Love Me.
I love that song.
I love that song. And I love that song because there is nobody that you can make love you. You know, they have to want to love you. They have to want to have a connection with you. They have to want to be honest. Whatever it is, they have to want that. And, you know, you can't extract it from someone. They have to want to give that to you of themselves and initiate that. So strictly from themselves. So that's the beauty, I think, of that song, that it is about, recognizing that fact. And then I like things like Betty Wright, Keep Your Love New, you know, that song, Keep Your Love New?
It was that bad. It sounds familiar.
It's an old song, Betty Wright. I don't
Betty Wright.
Yeah.
You're talking blues. Keep your love in you.
Right, so I like that because I think when people get together, they often forget that, you know, it isn't about just getting someone to love you or getting to loving connection. It's maintaining it. That's, you know, the maintain it. And, you know, you really have to be creative around that relationship every day. You've got to be on it. You cannot, you know, take your mind off it and become sloppy and lazy and not to put the work in. You need to put the work in. You need to put the work in.
And remain and be creative, right? Yeah, because I think the maintenance is important, and I think the maintenance is really the kind of maybe the hardest part.
Yeah.
You know, because you want to keep things fresh and new. When the sparks are flying, oh, yeah, that's all fun. You know, but it should be fun maintaining it, too. But you want to make sure that, you know, you're on the same page and keep the lines of communication open.
Keep it open. And always be planning for the next thing, because I think that's what we forget. You know, and I meet a lot of people who've been married for a long time, and they get jaded, and it's like, oh, my God, why am I here? You know, and I'm like, come on. Like, you know, fix up. Come on. You need to step out of that. You're in a relationship, okay? It isn't, you know, you're not meant to be in prison. You know, it's not supposed to be like, you know, you're being a martyr to yourself. Come on. It should be fun. It should be joy. It should be, you know, it just should be something that you wake up every day thinking, thank God I'm here. Yeah. But if you're not, then you need to start thinking about how you can make it interesting. You know, if you choose to be with that person, make it be fun and joy. It needs to be fun, joy, and love. And you should be embracing it fully. But if you're not, there's something wrong, not necessarily with the relationship, but maybe how you're thinking about the relationship. Because we get bored. We do get bored. Things happen. But we need to keep
getting
thinking.
Bored, that doesn't give you a reason to step out or split. Just look at, okay, there's something that we need to do to maintain a relationship. Either resume something that kept that was very important and fun in the relationship, or start something new, right? Because that's how I look at my life, period. What have made me happy in the past? If it's a childhood memory, you know, do that, or, you know, or do something new. So I think that's important when you're when you're a couple too, right?
Yes.
You know,
either and for women,
the couple love doing, or hey, let's do something new.
Absolutely.
Or, you know,
and if you're a married woman, and I get this from married men all the time, women who get married get lazy. Don't pay attention to themselves. Don't keep up the weight thing. Start losing, you know, once they get comfortable, they forget about, you know, how they look. You know, don't pay as much attention. You know, sort it out.
Sort it
out. Make you look good. And, you know, pay attention to yourself. And men also need to do that.
Yeah, because I'm a person who loves the personal care of men, but same thing with men. I talked about that this past Wednesday too. I had ran across an article, and it was a story. Whoopi Goldberg talked about it on The View also, but earlier that day I had talked about it during Wednesday's broadcast about how there are prenups where people agree that they should maintain a certain weight, or men should, you know, are grooming, you know. And, you know, it's to me, you know, it is important to have some type of agreement regarding some things. Because some people, you know, you need to agree on something. You know, outside
well,
of the mouth. Is nothing wrong, you know, with agreeing that, okay, we're going to be supportive of one another, you know, of one another. And this person should
well,
be.
Well, one of the agreements.
Should I maintain my weight, but then maybe you should maintain something, too. There's nothing wrong with having an agreement like that, you know.
No, it's good. I think a good agreement is to agree to have sex. It's really important
one. Oh, my God.
One.
That's a whole other topic. Have you done a show on that? I'm shocked when I see stories, because I might be researching other relationship stories, but on this coming up Wednesday, my topic is, that's a hard topic, is the size matter. So call in on Wednesday if you if just share your thoughts. You know what size we're talking about, too.
Oh, my God.
but what were we just saying? Oh, my God. You've got me excited.
I was saying that there should be an agreement to just have sex.
Yeah.
Because there's
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm shocked. I always see statistics, especially here in America. I have seen statistics, I guess, from overall UK. We're always comparing UK and US stats. But here in America, I'm shocked by the sexless marriages.
Yes.
That is it. So are the statistics how in the UK also?
It's the same. You know, there's so many people
that don't get it.
That
right there is amazing. I don't care how the economy is going, baby. Just like tonight, you might have heard me say it's raining here in the Deep South. And if you have a significant other, a husband or a wife or whatever, I'm like, I don't care if you're watching the game or not. You should have no reason. When it's raining, that's to me, that's love making love.
Exactly.
I should be in London because I know it rained a lot over there, baby.
Absolutely. You should be cuddled up. You
London,
should not be in a marriage and be complaining you're not getting it.
If I was in London, I'd probably be a cougar loving me some Prince Harry.
it's not good.
You're right. I see the excuses, the bills, the kids.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes I see couples that say with kids that do have healthy sexual lives who say we make time. You know, we go on date nights and you know we make sure we go on date nights and have mommy and daddy time and whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. I'm glad you mentioned that. If you haven't had that as a topic yet, I'm sure you will. And you know,
I
love guys that call into your show and who I chat with in your chat room. The ladies are awesome, but I am just amazed at the guys.
I know. I have no shortage of guys calling in.
And they're from different backgrounds. They're married, single, and even gay young people and gay. You know, I'm just amazed. I just want to commend your show. It's a wonderful show, and especially commend the women are amazing, but the men. Whenever you can bring men out to be open about their lives. And then I love the way, you know, when I said I was going to be talking about can opposite sex relate to one another, and they got on me. I guess like I'm thinking only from like a sex point of view, where you got to be friends and blah, blah, this. I'm like, that's so cool. You know, to hear guys talk about how important it is to be loyal and how to be friends first. You have some awesome guys.
Oh, I am so surprised. No, I'm so surprised at the guys who call in. In fact, the other day when you were on and that guy called in, I was like, wow.
I thought about calling in, and I was like, wow, I don't want to mess this vibe up, because these guys are on a roll.
They're just like, wow. But, you know, I think, you know, that kind of bucks a trend in that women always think that men don't want to talk. Men do want to talk.
If
just have to
think
them comfortable.
Call ladies and everybody, tune into to Real Talk. Ebony's Real Talk, because the guys are calling in, the guys are in the chat room, because I'm in the chat room with them, and it is on fire. Wow.
The men love to talk, and I think we just got to give them a comfortable, you know, forum or, you know, to talk so that they feel they can talk to us, because I feel they do have a lot to say.
Exactly.
They do.
And I know that. I'm one of those girls. I'm like one of those guys, girl. I'm one of those guys. You know, I love sports, and like I said, I love the styling guys. And so I have a lot of guy friends. I have a lot of sisterhood friends. But I'm one of those females who, one of the guys. And so I have a lot of guy friends. So I know they talk a lot because I have a lot of friends that are married, gay, single, and not interested in me on a romantic level because, you know, but platonic friends. And then, you know, before on your show, I love when we talk about the friends with benefits, and I have friends who I have had friends with benefits with, but we still remain friends, so that's what friends with benefits are all about. And have you talked about that yet? That topic?
Yeah, like, with Steve, we kind of talked a bit about friends with benefits, but I haven't made it like a proper show. It's come up in different shows.
Because it's really, for me, it's not something that you encourage, because it takes a certain mindset to be in a friends with benefits type of relationship.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I just think it's a choice that you make. But women need to know, and men need to know, that it's an investment that could be, you could get hurt, and you could end up getting hurt. Yeah.
And when you talk about being honest and open, if it's really a friend, it's very important to be open and honest. And the couple of friends with benefits relationships I've been in, we were definitely friends, and we definitely were very open with one another, really friends, sharing with one another what's going on in our lives, and at the same time, you know, doing with the benefit part.
Yeah.
You know? But you're so right. You have to be focused, and you have to control your emotions. Because one of my friends I could have fallen in love with, you know?
Yeah.
And I had to control it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you have to be careful, because you have to remember that it's friends with benefits.
It's
not
just
about
a friend.
But sometimes friends with benefits do. If both fall, you know, want to say, hey, wait a second. This is getting serious. This is more than friends with benefits. you know, then it moves on. Right. Most of the time, it is what it is, you know, and you don't want to get hurt, or you don't want to hurt nobody, the next person, because they're really your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all about agreements that you make, because if you make an agreement with someone and, you know, that this is a line that we have and this is the understanding we have, you know, it's not a problem if you can both keep to that agreement, whatever the agreement may be, because, you know, the agreement is what's going to protect you both from pain and hurt.
Yeah.
You know, so the agreement is fine. You just have to make sure you make good agreements. So if that's what you want, and, you know, people are having different relationships these days. I'm not saying that there's one type that is the best type. You mustn't have any other. If you're having a friend with a benefit, just make sure you've got a clear agreement about what that means. And you make the agreement and you stick to it yourself.
Yes.
So there's a thing called dopamine when women get together with men that we create. And it stays with women for much longer than it does men. Okay, so when we get that love bug, we want to get attached. We want to stay there, because that's how we're made up. That's what women do. We are creatures of attachment and emotional as well. So we've got to be even more careful than the men, because men can detach much easier than women can. And so we've just got to be more careful about those agreements we made. Because if we say, actually, we're going to do friends with benefits, know that if you keep having sex with that guy, you're going to want to stay with him, right? That's what happens. You become attached. So, you know, if you don't think that you can separate your emotions, or if you realize that at some point you're getting attached but the other person isn't attached, then you've got to find a way to get yourself out there. Yeah. Because then you could end up hurt.
Wow. Yeah, that's sure true. So, listeners, you all hear this, right? So, we be careful and be honest with your friend, because you want to, you know, remain friends anyway. It's a small percentage to do, you know, advance to something else, but remember the purpose of the relationship, friends with benefits. And no one wants to hurt anyone, and you definitely don't want to be hurt.
So be careful. And also be sensitive to when things change, because sometimes it might change on the other side. So the guy might be starting to feel like, actually, this is more than just a friend with benefits arrangement. I actually have a deeper connection that I want with you. So you may be the one who's actually, that's all I want. But you need to also always be aware of what's going on for the other person. You know, have that conversation. Also use your intuition. Is that person, you know, wanting to know what you're doing, getting very attached, wanting to spend a lot of time that isn't just basic time where you have a quick kind of involvement and then you move on, because that's what friends and benefits should be doing. You know, that person's starting to treat you like a wife, or are you starting to treat that person like a husband? You know, if that's happening, then you need to start thinking, well, what is this? You know, it's true, because sometimes that happens. You know, the guy comes around just a couple of times a week, get something and go away, and then suddenly you're finding that you're together all week, and another week is coming and you're still together. Woo, okay. You know, that relationship's evolving into something else.
Yeah. Because friends with benefits and no strings are supposed to be okay. We have our freedom.
Yeah.
And if all of a sudden you see these attachments, okay, what's really going on?
Exactly. Or this person is so warm, especially relationships with friends with benefits in winter is not good, okay? Because in winter when it's cold.
My attorney happens to be one of my best, craziest friends, which you probably see all over Facebook, and I talk about on the show often. I'm like, my attorney, he's in Dallas. And he's of another race, but it sounds like he and I, he's my attorney and we're friends, but some people probably say, well, why? It's like they keep tabs on each other, but he's my attorney, and he is a person that I tell everything to, you know, and because he's my attorney, but then he's a honest. Not only is he my attorney, but he is an honest person. Yeah. So it kind of sounds like us. Some people probably say, wow, that attorney, client, and friend seem like, wow, because we do keep tabs on one another.
Yeah.
So when you talk like that, that's kind of... But it's important to know that you, even in friends, you know, because, my problem when you're in Miami, I'm probably going to want to know, what is she doing? Friends want to know what's going on.
Well, I'm going to meet a friend in Miami who is a possible romantic liaison. He's going to come down from, he lives in Gainesville in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to fly over and come and spend a day with me.
Cool, it's not far, so cool, that should be nice.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Cool.
I'm like, the relationship expert is going to be in one of the, best cities in America to have love. I believe, have, Miami is like one of those sexy cities. So I'm like, the relationship expert is going to be in Miami, one of the most sexiest cities in America. That's why I was wondering about what was going to happen with you in the dating part.
Well, I've got my niece coming with me. And she's quite young. So the two of us are gonna, she's 26, but we're gonna be having a kind of little bonding time as well.
She's
coming over.
Do you get bombarded with people even in UK when you're out in public and people know you're a relationship expert? Do you get bombarded with questions from people when you like go to the grocery store?
Yeah, people are always asking me, what do you think about this? And I like this guy. What do you think? But I don't mind. You know, I really love it because every time I speak to someone, I learn something more. And it's like people share so many stories with me that, people say to me, how do you always come up with another title for your show? And I'm like, it's a conversation. You know, I'll meet someone, I have a conversation. And they'll tell me something about something going on with them, and I've got another show. That's what happens. So in talking to you tonight, I've already thought of two titles for two shows. So it's like, that's what happens. Every time you have a conversation.
I'm not surprised. I can inspire the listeners here, and we can inspire you on some crazy topics. you can't even imagine what's going on in my mind. Oh, my God, we had enough time. So what are the topics you've come up with? Because we don't want to miss these episodes.
Oh, yes. So that's me, ongoing creation. I love people telling me their stories because that's life. Sometimes we don't get that chance to learn from other people. And, it's like bringing up a child. You don't, most people don't get the training to be a mother or a father. And it's the same with relationships. We learn from the people that we are exposed to. We learn from the parents that we had and how their relationships were. When we come out into the big wide world and we're trying to have productive relationships, the more we can learn, the better. And you just have to not just learn from what you see, but also learn from other people, what are they going through and what's happening for them and whether it's successful or not. So there's lots of ways to learn, lots of ways.
Wow.
But I love
it. Do you plan to broadcast your show while you're on vacation, or are you going to take vacation for real?
No, I'm going to broadcast on... the Tuesday show, I will broadcast whilst I'm in the U.S. So it'll be nice. It'll be fun.
Okay, you're going to broadcast Tuesday before you leave and Tuesday while you're still here in the States?
No, I'm leaving on Wednesday, so I can do the Tuesday show here. But when I get there on Thursday, I'll be doing two shows. I'll be doing the Thursday show whilst I'm in the U.S. And then I've got
so you will do Thursday show. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I will do that in the U.S. And then Tuesday, before I come home, I will do another show.
Oh, neat. Okay, listeners, she will be broadcasting her show Tuesday. She will be broadcasting from the U.K. before she leaves for her voyage here to America. And Thursday, I and she will be broadcasting her show as usual.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to broadcast it at the regular time of 8 o'clock? Or
it'll be 5 p.m. when I'm in the Eastern time, when I'm in the U.S. So it will go out 5 o'clock your time. And I'm going out to a party that night, but I'm not going out until late. So I've got time to broadcast.
Yeah, you sure do. Okay, so she will be broadcasting two shows from the States. Her Thursday show of this week and Tuesday of, you know, before she leaves the U.S. So that, if I'm not mistaken, that would be the 11th. No, not the 11th. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, because I leave on.
Thursday would be the 4th.
Yeah.
She would be broadcasting October 4th from U.S. at her regular time.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday would be the.
It'll be the phone Tuesday, the 9th.
On the 9th, she will still broadcast, but she would be in America broadcasting live. And that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be really exciting. And you will hear my excitement.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
Very exciting. Time is running short. But, you know, we're still on, so I just wanted to remind everyone, because the live stream stopped a while ago, but, you know, I like going over time. Blog Talk Ready, when the Blog Talk allows us to go over the scheduled time I've scheduled in, I love it. As long as you don't mind talking with us, it's cool.
No,
what do you
cool.
think about, earlier we talked about when women sign up to be in these relationships. What do you think of polyamorous relationships where you fall in love with more than one person? You know, where maybe a guy might love two women and the women are okay, or a woman might be in love with two guys and, you know, not cheating, but, hey, I love you, but I love this guy too. What do you think of those kind of relationships, polyamorous relationships?
Well, I never thought that was possible, but I do now kind of understand that, you know, because I loved a guy once who clearly loved someone else, and I was fine with it. Actually, you know, it was kind of scary that I was fine with it. I wasn't competing. I wasn't asking him to leave that person. And, you know, I didn't have a problem with it, and then maybe it could have gone to that extent if I hadn't withdrawn after a while, but it, you know, clearly there was a point when, you know, I knew that he loved someone else,
and
I was fine with it. So I can understand how that happened.
Again,
it's still the same thing that you've got to respect the two people involved. And if they're happy that the other person is still in a union with you and they don't feel in any way in competition, or, you know, they don't want to wreck it, or they don't, you know, they're happy to share you, then it's fine.
Yeah, and it's all about being open and that. Traditional polyamorous relationships, it's not always about sex. It's just a person might be in love with two people. Two people and want to be with those people, you know, equally.
My thing is, I couldn't stay in the same house as you because, you know, I'm too competitive and I would want to find a way to have it all to myself. But, you know, I could see how separately we could coexist and there wouldn't be a problem. But, you know, it's always about the ego, right? So, you know, people can coexist in a lot of relationships, but it depends on the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ego is always the thing that's going to get in the middle. You know, I want this myself. This person belongs to me. I should not have to share this with anybody else. You know, I'm the most important person. He should love me more than anybody else. Those are the things that will get in the way.
Mm.
Right?
Even if a person is not a jealous type, that I want my time now comes into the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. And And I know that I could not know that you're going to go sleep with her. And, you know, and I'm here waiting for you to finish. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not going to work for me. Okay? I'm going to want you to be with me all the time. Even if I'm too tired to have it, I'm still going to want you there. So it's going to, you know, it is that ego thing. And it's all our own sort of personal selfish stuff as well. You know, I have to have you in my space and be a little bit controlling about the whole thing. It's just how we are. So it works where people have that ability to share and selflessly share and not want total, you know, ownership of someone, because the problem is that we do want the ownership. In normal relationships, that's what people do. I shouldn't say normal, but in the relationships that most of us relate to, that's what we expect, that there is a certain amount of ownership. And the truth is, it never really works. You know, most people, you know, kick against being owned. They want to be married, but when they are in a marriage and they know that they're under some sort of agreement which says, I kind of own you, eventually they fight against that, and there are very few marriages that actually work where people are happy to be owned and to, you know, to follow the rules completely. We know that because 1 in 3 marriages break up through divorce. So, you know, and people actually end up divorcing. So that tells us that, you know, the normal ways that we expect, or the accepted ways of being together with someone, doesn't necessarily work in honesty. It doesn't really work in practice. In our societies, relationships are breaking down all the time. So that tells you that maybe when someone can honestly love two people and those people can coexist and there is no issue, that maybe that's a good way if we can accept it.
Wow.
But, you know, don't want to accept it, you know.
Yeah, the way those breakups happen, and some breakups are really probably uncalled for, and then maybe some people shouldn't be together in the first place. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it. It's romantic, but it's possible, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes a heat of passion, you know, good sex, y'all bring people together. You know, so it's all about balance. Oh, I guess. I don't know. But I can't believe I said that because I'm such a romantic. But looking at some couples, sometimes you wonder, like, wow, what were they thinking? But some people, they don't give themselves a chance, you know, really. I mean, that's probably how I felt when my second marriage fell apart about soon after we married. But both of my marriages were short-lived marriages. So I'm not putting the blame on me, like somebody might be saying, oh, maybe it was you. But, you know, but that might have been a situation where maybe we shouldn't have been together. But I was in love with both the guys I married, and I believe they loved me at the time. But, you know, for some reason, that didn't work out. But sometimes I think people just don't give their relationship an opportunity. And back to what you were saying, when people get bored and they call it quits.
Yeah.
You know, or if they see, you know, maybe a person has a different. I think in my situation, my second husband was a Muslim Egyptian, but he's very Americanized in the with quote unquote the black culture. He was 10 years my junior, and I'm black, but to him, I'm what some people call an Oreo. To him, because I grew up in multicultural here in Mississippi. Even though I'm in Mississippi, I grew up multiculturally. So
yeah.
I have been exposed to different cultures, period. Just in me, but, you know, some people came here in Mississippi. So he, for some reason, he did not like the stereotype. I don't know. Like, oh, you're white. To him, that he when the part of me that appeared to be too white appeared, he was like, ah. You know, I guess that was a turn off to him because he liked the soul sister type, I guess, put her hand on her hips and roll her eyes, you know. And that's not me. I do know about street culture, but I am not one of those put your hand on your hip, swing your head type sisters, you know. So I guess that was a turnoff to him when he realized that, she's like, you're white. You act white, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean by that?
But apparently it was a turnoff. You know, that was one of the turnoffs, I guess. Exactly. But I guess I supposed to have been more black or something. I mean, like, you know, how do you describe being black? Or, you know, he's Egyptian. I have a lot of Egyptian and Arab friends here in Mississippi. And so he was different. Different. So, like, he was trying to be blacker. I'm trying to be a black person, you know.
No, he didn't want to be black. He was buying into a culture.
That, you know, but I was being myself. And people wear different hats. And so, but he didn't like that. It was a part of me that he thought was too white acting. That was a turnoff, apparently.
God.
And then also I blended in good with attending the mosque. But I had been exposed to Islam and before getting involved with him. So I was comfortable attending the mosque and congregating, you know, with the members of the mosque that we were attending. So, you know, but, you know, it's something when you, you know, earlier in the conversation, you can't stereotype people just because they're from a certain place.
And he was stereotyping black people because he's saying we're all one way, and no, we're not.
Good point. Thank you. Yeah, that was a perception of, you know, or a certain type of black people that he preferred to be around. You know, and that was very stereotypical. You know, in hindsight, you're right. That was very stereotypical.
Yeah, of some people. But some of us don't be doing that. You know, some of us can even do that and be other ways. You know, and that isn't. And what's he trying to say? That's how we all should be. You know, why should we all be that way? That's only one aspect of ourselves. We are so much greater than that one street perception. You know. You know, I always say to my son. Does the streety thing. He's a little rap singer and stuff, and he loves all that. And I say to him, you know what? You need to be able to stand at the head of any table and sit at the bottom of it too. So that means you've got to be able to fit in with everybody. So that means, you know, if you get called in to, you know, a sort of middle-class do where people speak in a certain way, you've got to be able to speak and be that way. Because, you know, that's life. Life is about being able to integrate at lots of different levels, right?
Yeah.
So you should be able to walk with princes and also walk with paupers. You know, you've got to be able to juggle it in all ends. If you're just one thing, you are limited. You're limiting yourself to one area of life, one opportunity. You know, that's where you're going to stop because that's all you can give. And you're so much greater than that. So why do you just want a street hoodie? You need to be able to talk with your guys on the street, but also if you go for a job interview, you need to be able to speak correctly there too. You know,
you
so that someone will take you on.
You should be able to have a proper conversation with the likes of Prince William and Prince Harry or Bill Gates or President Obama. You should be able to and President Obama is a perfect example. He grew up multiculturally, and you can see him. He's the president of the United States with the best in corporate America and politics. But then also you can turn around, see him shooting hoops with
there
regular guys.
That's
that's a perfect example. And then you mentioned Russell Simmons, self-made billionaire. He's a perfect example. Russell never puts on a suit. His entire career, never wear a suit, always dress casual. But so that's a perfect, another perfect example. Speaking of, you know, since your son is a rap artist, the rap pioneer Russell Simmons never put on a suit, would go to board meetings, but he still presented himself as a professional businessman.
Absolutely. So why limit us to wanting to be just street people? What's the street stuff? That's about him, not about you. That's him.
We haven't been in contact with one another for years, so hopefully he's been exposed to other people and have found that out.
Yeah.
It's good to be able to work. Because ever since I was a little girl, I always been taught how important it's important for us to be ourselves. And it's because you wear different hats. That doesn't mean you're not being yourself, what you just said. But it's being able to interact with different people.
Absolutely. And just love yourself for who you are, because the thing is, when we go into relationships, if we're trying to change to suit the person who we're dating or we're marrying, then that's the wrong thing to do. We want to be ourselves. You can adapt to that person. So, you know, if he's a very tidy person and you're an untidy, then you need to adapt so that you can have your life comfortable. You know, don't be, you know, or he needs to do his thing. Maybe he has his closet really perfectly tidy, but you have your dirty bit, your place where you can be untidy. That's a matter of just adjusting to how people are. But essentially who you are, you want to maintain who you are. You want to be true to yourself. You know, you want to keep that integrity to yourself, because if you start changing, you become like a chameleon. And you don't want to be like that. Why do you want to change just to suit the course? You need to be, you know, people buy into people. And if I know who you are, then I can trust you to be that person in no matter what circumstance we meet. And, you know, whatever happens, I can rely on you 100% to be that person that you are, you know, and to be true to your values unless there's something wrong with the way that you're being. And there's never anything wrong. There's just adjustments that we need to make.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, because we're constantly growing.
Yes, you know, we're just evolving.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Never anything wrong. We're just beings that need to grow and see more. And the more you grow, the more you see.
Well, you remind me of some of my friends who either are looking for love or friends of mine who have found love. Because I have heard some friends say, well, I used to think it was something wrong with me because I, you know, kissed so many frogs, you know. You know. And then I have friends who have, you know, went through kissing. You and I might have talked about this before, but it seems like we're getting more in depth with it. Have kissed many of frogs, but then now they have their Prince Charming. Or there are people who are looking for love, but they have changed their perspective because they want men and women. They once thought something was wrong with them, but they're realizing that maybe something wasn't wrong. It's just I guess the people that they attract or go after. I don't know. You're the love expert. I'm a romantic. But I won't say I'm an expert.
I don't know if I'm an expert, but I would say is you attract people.
But what is that when people realize that, hey, you know, if they had a sanity, hey, which so many of us are losing our sanity, but those that say, hey, realize, hey, nothing's wrong with me.
Nothing.
Might be something wrong with the people I pick. But when people finally realize nothing's wrong with them, what do you think of that?
Well, there's never anything wrong with you. What's wrong is there is nothing wrong. What happens is that we attract things into our life, you know, by the things that we put out about ourselves. So, you know, when you find someone, you've had someone who's an abuser and you've attracted that person into your life, and then that person goes and the next person is an abuser. And that person goes and the next person is an abuser. Right. Is it something with the people that are abusing you, or is there something about you that is attracting those kind of people to you? It's most likely that you're attracting those people to you through the ways that you are being. And you need to look at that. You need to step out of out of the whole dating scene and do some work on yourself. Because it may be that you've got self-esteem issues. And you know what happens? It's like, you know, a dog can smell your fear. Have you ever been bitten by a dog, or know anybody who's been bitten by a dog? Because a dog can smell their fear. Well, that's what happens with human beings. You know, a guy will only, you know, people kind of will look at who you are, hear what you're saying, and they're actually trying to find a way to connect with you on your level at the point that they see in you that they feel they can work with. So when they sense that you have self-esteem issues, okay, you're an open target for someone who's an abuser. You know, you're almost saying, abuse me. You're almost saying, abuse
exactly.
me.
Because I'm really appreciating this time that I have spent, I guess, because I've been such a romantic, but for some reason I have enjoyed this time of to self-discover myself. And I have had my share of abusive relationships. Both my short-lived marriages were abusive. I mean, both of them are verbally and physically. So it's getting out of that. I'm like, whatever aura I had around me that attracted abusive relationships, I definitely pray not to ever get into relationships that are verbally or abusive or physically abusive. And but time alone in yourself and interacting with your friends and making new friends, that helps a person self-discover new things. And then really I can kind of see like, wow, you know, I can't believe it, because when you're in the middle of those kind of relationships, you don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to lose your life or anything.
Yeah.
So, but we should be in love in relationships. One thing I have learned, I've been a romantic all my life since I've been born, but I have realized as an adult woman that we, men and women, we deserve love in relationships.
But can you remember a point, Beth, can you remember a point when, at the beginning of the relationship, when probably that person would have tried to step over certain boundaries, and you know what, you just kind of, at the time, your response may have been like kind of lukewarm to it, you're not strong on it, you're kind of like, okay, you've done that, but instead of being like, this is how I am, this is what I will accept, and following through on it, maybe you didn't. That's what we do. I, you know, because it's happened to me too. Where, you know, you people push your boundaries, but because you're not clear about who you are and you're not strong in, look, this is who I am, this is acceptable to me, this is not acceptable to me, you know, and, you know, I don't have a second chance for you in this behavior. You know what? This just will not work. You cannot go there. That you have almost taught that you have to almost teach that person how to be with you. And because we don't put the lessons up clearly, we don't set those boundaries really tightly that, you know what, this is how it is, you know, and this is as far as you can go and no further, or else, you know where the door is, and you have to know that door is not even a door that you have to find. I will get you through that door, okay? Then the person starts to know who they are dealing with. And the respect comes from that, from them realizing that you are clear who you are.
So be firm and direct at the beginning. But you know what? You're right. When we're feeling vulnerable or kind of, sometimes some of us say, well, if I'm firm and direct, he or she might leave me.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of scary to some people.
Yes.
When they're thinking, well, if I, like you said, put down your boundaries, then sometimes people fear that when they put those boundaries down, they might lose that person. But what you're saying, that's one reason to put your boundaries down, right?
Yeah, because you don't
if that person leaves you, then you didn't need that person in your life anyway.
No, you didn't. And you know, if the person stays, you have a better quality person. You have the right quality person. Because, you know, there's a guy that will be abusive with you, and he'll be with another woman and maybe never hit her.
Exactly.
It happens.
Good point.
Never touch her. He will never touch her. And you'll talk to that woman and she'll say, it has never happened. He's never come to me in that way. Why? Why would he come to you in one way and never come to that woman in the same way? It's going to be because she's got clear boundaries. She has got clear ways of, you know, being with that person that he knows he cannot overstep because there is no way back. There is no way back. You know, if you listen to that whole thing with Rihanna and Chris Brown, okay?
Oh, and she still talks about how much she's still in love with him.
Yeah, because she still hasn't worked it out.
I still love both of my the men I said I do to, but my life was more important. And, you know, your self-respect. And I'm a big fan of Chris Brown's and Rihanna's. And, you know, that right there, though, man, that was a devastating situation. And that might have been a one-time occurrence. But
point is he crossed the boundaries. And the thing is, for her, is that she's not really dealt with herself to the point that she can accept that actually you if she went back there, if she even went back there, the lesson that he needs to learn from her, it's not about the punishment that the state's given him. It's not about anything that's happened to his career as a result of what he's done. It's about what she will teach him as a person about her, how he can be with her. And she's not able to give that lesson because she's not dealt with herself.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, we never heard a complete story about what really happened before that. You know, what did she really do to provoke him? Did she provoke him? But the way she looked, wow. Because nothing could have happened to her the way her face was banged up. She could have had a blood clot or anything and died.
Yeah.
You know, that was serious.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad they're friends again. But, you know, she expresses to media, Oprah, everybody, how much she still loves him, you know, and that's cool, but you still, you know.
That's an attachment. That's an attachment.
Yeah, that's a big attachment, and she's a big-time celebrity with so many
other celebrities. It doesn't matter who she is. The truth is, she's a woman that's attached to someone that, you know, she's attached to who he is, she's attached to her feelings about him, but she's not logical. She's not logical, and when you're in that, I guess, what would I say, that attached state with someone at that level, you cannot be logical. You cannot.
Yeah, and that's what I meant too by saying that just the long time that I've had for a while, you know, has it's been a positive in my life too because I can see clearly. I'm not in love. I'm one of those people who I'm in love and in awe with someone. And I have been able to think clearly. I know that I will, and for future relationships, I know I'm an improved person. I know I am a better person just by developing and seeing just seeing life. You know when you're in life with someone. You know when you're in love with someone. And we aren't all perfect. We want to be perfect.
No.
And we see perfection. But we're not, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what's funny. I met my ex, my children's father, who I spent most of my life with. And, you know, he was abusive. And we broke up. But interesting thing, because it was my daughter's birthday this weekend, he came by on Friday to bring her present. And it was interesting. I was at one of my other daughter's house, and he came pick me up and came over to mine to give her a present. And on the way, we were talking in the car, and he said to me, I don't know you anymore. I don't know who you are anymore. Yeah, this was what he said. He said, I don't know you. I don't think I even recognize you anymore. And I said, really? That's really interesting. I said, and what makes you feel you don't know me anymore? Because, you know, you're so removed. You're such a strong person. I just don't feel I know you anymore.
You can't hear me.
And I was laughing. And he said, why are you laughing? I said, because you know what? The person that you knew, the great thing is that person has evolved and grown. And you know what? It's really funny
and
being with you.
Helping others worldwide.
Yeah.
And
I said,
well, we know her. Her new friend.
You don't know me.
An old friend, too. We're appreciating her. I hope he's listening.
He was like, wow, I really don't know you. I don't think I even recognize you anymore. You look different. You sound different. You're just a different person. And I said, yeah, because you know what? That's part of how it works. You know, you can do something and you can go through an experience, but the way that you grow from that is by helping other people and helping yourself in the process. And I said to him, you know, I'm glad that you can see that the light in my eyes changed and that I'm happy. And that, you know, I look better than I ever did because, thank God, I got that opportunity to move on from something really difficult to something, you know, more positive. And I said to him, I hope that encourages you to do the work you need to do on yourself. You know, I've got no judgment for you. I just hope it encourages you because, you know, if you can see that someone that you were very destructive with could move on and make their life more positive. I hope that that encourages you to do the same thing with your life. And you know what? He started telling me about his own problem. And he said, well, you're the advisor. You can advise me. And I was like, really?
That's a good one. How did I feel that one coming? So then he said, seek your advice, huh?
I got to seek your advice now. Okay. and that's a wonderful place to be because, you know.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Yeah, you could say, oh, my God, look how far I've come, you know, that actually you would now turn around and be seeking my advice. Someone
you
never
don't know
expected.
You before, and then he's like, well, okay then. Well, give me some advice. I love that. It's good to know that you are friends, too. But he was like, I don't know you anymore. And then he's like, okay, well, give me some advice.
Because I need to be where you are. I need to be as happy as you are. I cannot believe you're so happy with yourself. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm really at the happiest I think I've ever been. But you know what? Hey.
I know every picture I've looked at on your Facebook page and your promo picture for the show, you look like a happy person to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a person that believe in looking at the eyes. Because my eyes are something. There's no reason why I post my pictures. See, I cannot be. We talk about people telling fibs. I cannot tell a fib. If I told a fib, you all would know. My eyes tell everything. If you look at different pictures of my eyes, I'm a happy-go-lucky person, but you can tell. And when I look at your pictures, you are a truly happy person. Some people smile just from the outside. But when I look at your pictures and also pictures on your photo album on Facebook, you look like a happy person, genuinely happy from the inside out. Some people you can just see, they're just faking it and shaking it, you know. Okay. But, I see in your pictures that you are truly a happy person. I'm a happy person, but my pictures, when you look at my eyes, it tells off on me in whatever I'm going through.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same, you know, and that, you know, people, the picture that I took on Blog Talk, I took that one morning just as I got out of bed. And that's to tell you the funny. I took it myself, and I took it when I just got out of bed. And everybody said to me, how come you were so happy that day? And I said, you know what, that was just my first look of the day. I took the picture, I took it in one picture, and I just downloaded it straight on my computer because I needed a picture that day for the show. And I didn't do anything, I didn't have any makeup on. I just literally took it as it was, me smiling straight out of bed. That was it. And everybody keeps telling me about that picture. And I said, you know what? That was my picture. First thing in the morning. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning. And I just literally got out of bed.
So that's my first thing in the morning look.
That was my first thing in the morning look. So, you know, it, There's no protection.
A lot of my friends love the morning time. That's our first time in the morning. First get up in the morning, look.
That was perfect. And I wasn't even getting anything the night before, so there you go.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, you woke up smiling, what's up?
I woke up smiling. So it's one of those that, you know, you have to find that level of your own happiness. You've got to find it, you know, and people can try and take it away by whatever means they do, but finding that happiness from within is your quest. You need to find that for yourself. And then if you find someone, and I feel now, if I find someone for my life, then I can bring that to the relationship, you know. That's the happiness that I will bring. And hopefully I find someone who can match that energy. I don't go out looking for someone who will make me smile, because I've already found that for myself. I used to be looking for someone to do that for me, to make me the person I wanted to be. And it's not that quest anymore. I'm just looking for someone who can match who I am. And that's it. Yeah.
Because sometimes when hoping Cupid hits you or you're looking for love, sometimes you say, well, I want to get with that person that's going to make me happy. It's important to already have that happiness.
Yeah.
But just to get with another person whom you can combine that with.
Absolutely.
And then you can be supportive of one another.
Yes.
Enhance one another and be supportive in one another when, you know, just dealing with everyday life, period, ups and downs.
Yeah.
So true. Because don't look for a person to make you happy, but to enhance your happiness.
And enhance it. Yeah, and be there for you. And